Biden pushes assault weapons ban after Lack and Riley allegedly killed by illegal immigrant. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 28, 2024. Less than a week after Lack and Riley was reportedly killed by a blunt force trauma by a non-U.S. citizen, President Joe Biden spoke to reporters about his efforts to fight crime and pushed more gun control. Biden said, "I've taken more executive actions to stop the flow of illegal guns than any other administration in history. And we beat the NRA when I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. He continued, "We're going to finish the job. We're going to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines next time around because it has to be done." Nursing student Lack and Riley was found dead on the University of Georgia campus last Thursday, and Breitbart News reported that the man suspected of killing her is a non-U.S. citizen. People magazine pointed out that Riley died from blunt force trauma to the head. But Biden pushed for gun control, and he told reporters, "My administration is going to choose progress over politics, and communities across the country are safer as a result of that policy. There is no greater responsibility than to ensure the safety of families, children, communities, and our nation." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a pro staffer for Pulsar Night Vision. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.